Good evening, everyone. This is March the 15th. What is that, the Ides of March, I think it is? Sometime around now. 2023. Welcome. This is your Freedom Club and Buy and Renew Creator Call. And we have Lois with us tonight, along with our many guests here. So, as always, we like to start our calls with a grounding exercise, and Lois has volunteered to guide us through that. So, Lois, it's all yours.
We will begin with the correction for a reversal. And to do this, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Then take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right, right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal.
And you may want to have them take some water right now.
I am. If everyone will take a few swallows of water. And for the grounding exercise, you will have your eyes closed. So you should not be operating a vehicle, do not have TV on or any music playing. You should be in a nice, quiet, relaxing environment, sitting or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. And with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Okay, thank you, Lois. Most appreciated. We've been through a huge amount of energy shifting over the last few weeks, in particular this past week and into this week, it continues. There are some major things that have occurred and will continue to occur. So as Creator now is working with each of you in his own way, her own way, Creator's own way. Creator does not have a gender. Just accept what is coming to you. And I'm going to chat a little bit here tonight about a number of topics and that have been asked of late So let's start off, first of all, with the Amim. And credits to Elon Musk. I'm not so sure he really said it, but the phrase is very appropriate nonetheless. Don't confuse schooling with education. He says, I didn't go to Harvard, but the people that worked for me did. That could have been said by Henry Ford as well, who I think had an eighth grade education, and he said he was criticized for it. He says, well, I've got a lot of educated folks, college graduates, and they all work for me. So education and schooling are quite different. We see so much today, of especially the liberal side of things, where phony ideas are being kind of shoved down people's throats, the youngsters right up through college. And that's a pendulum that is swinging back hard the other way. And the reason we have liberal minds, I'll call it, isn't the fault of people. We discovered some years ago that it isn't the people who do bad things or stupid things or whatever term we might use, but it's their invasion of, or the invasion of darkness in them or on them or around them that influence them. So there are no bad people, never have been. That's a strange thought for most of us. All our lives we've been busy blaming someone for all the things that were wrong with the world or in your life. Hey, I did it too. We all did. We didn't know. Well, some people are just born bad. You know, or something. We come up with different reasons why some become mass murderers and others become beings of light and do some wonderful things in their lives. But even those folks have their challenges. Okay, this game of duality we're playing, it's impossible to lead a life of light and love in a game that is filled with diversity. Adversity meaning dark versus light, good versus evil, however you want to view it. And the idea is not to be perfect, but to be imperfect. And then learn from those lessons. In other words, you're going to be involved in dark situations, even if you are trying your darndest not to. It'll find you. You see, darkness is in another dimension. You don't see it with your eyes. We, Lois and I, can intuit it and see it into a sense to our third eye, okay, and find them. And our objective over the last 7 years, of course, has been to find them and get rid of them. It was time for this duality game to end. It has raged for 13,000 years, and they have dominated every aspect of your life in that entire time. Look around the world. What do you see? Corruption where? Politics, of course. We see it in the medical world with the jab and, you know, the fake COVID nonsense. A couple of classic examples that we see. We see it with chemtrails being sprayed on us. We see it in GMOs poisoning our food. We see it in wars. Why are we throwing bombs and shooting missiles at countries? You know, why can't we get along? Well, the reason we don't get along, the same thing was why you have an argument with your spouse or a friend from time to time, is dark is influencing each of you, and there's a little ground for communication when the dark is running the show. And the dark manipulates us through the ego. The ego always wants to be in control, be right, even if we're wrong, and even at some level know we're wrong, we still want to be right. nobody likes to be told they're wrong. So, that's one way we're influenced by darkness, is through our actions. Since they cannot appear physically in our dimension, all they can do is infuse themselves in, on, around us, embed, infuse, in lots of different ways, or remotely influence someone to do the dirty work for them. Now you might say, well, why do they do that? What's their objective? So this whole game began 13,000 years ago. The thought at that time, we had just completed 199 paradigms. And the question was, well, what will the 200th look like? The reason we've had 199 is they get so far and then we the creator ends them and starts another, thinking, let's find a way to stimulate our advancements. If you are a being of light and everything is easy, meaning you think it and it happens, there's just not a lot of incentive, is there, to push yourself to expand and grow. So there was a discussion, perhaps something of that nature was going on, and, well, we tried this, we tried that, but maybe we should try the opposite of what we're doing. I wonder what that would be. And just the thought of what's the opposite of Creator's light and love manifested darkness, the complete opposite of Creator. So instead of love and compassion and such, you know, there's evil, vengeance, hatred, death, and all the dark things that came out of that. As it was developing, it was kind of like, what's this? We haven't seen this before. So it was observed as kind of a little experiment. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we can learn something from the opposite of what we have been doing. So as the game progressed, it was determined that, well, let's set up an actual functional paradigm and use this. Use the dark and the light together, calling it duality, and here's our earth, and here's our paradigm that we're in. And so it was allowed, but they said, well, look, we're going to have to set up some rules for this paradigm so that if one wants to stay in the light and not dabble in dark, that's their choice, free will. And the dark cannot invade them. So those are the ground rules. How many people would ever want to engage with darkness would be very few. So the dark being dark doesn't mean they're dumb. They're very clever. So they said, okay, we hear you. And as the game began, they created, manifested, a game around that game where they controlled everything and made up their own rules. Basically, they can do whatever the heck they want, to anyone they want, anytime they want. Again, no one had ever known darkness prior to that time. They didn't know darkness would cheat or be as vile as it has later become known. So that was lesson number one, you know, the dark cheat. So they created their own rules, and the game was allowed to proceed, being free will. So the light could venture into the dark, be induced by it, or they could ignore it. But nonetheless, if that person happened to be in a key position somewhere that the dark wanted to control so that he could or she could then control others in their dark maneuver, whatever it was, they would selectively choose people to invade, leaders of countries, for example, and as this game developed. And they could manipulate one to have a bias, let's say, toward another, and that one vice versa. And that could indeed and did precipitate a war or influence one to do something negative to some of the people or some part of their culture, whatever it would be. And so So they know how to antagonize. They're very good at that. Now, in your life, you've seen darkness at work growing up, right? You've seen your parents argue and fight, or maybe divorced, or maybe you're born into a stepchild, however it came to be. So you've seen drama in the house. You've seen siblings fighting. Out in the yard, you've maybe gotten bitten by a dog, or not that that's funny, but darkness can invade dogs as well. Darkness can invade a refrigerator. Anything electrical, they love to get the energy from it, the computer. And then we got to school, and there was the bullies, right, and the teasers, and so on and so forth, the teacher who just picked on you, we thought, and so forth, and this continued all through our life. So we've had plenty of exposure to darkness from folks we've encountered. Maybe you had a mean boss, or you got fired. Or maybe you've done something mean. You know, later regretted it, perhaps, but, you know, you look back and say, gee, I wish I had not done that. Because it really hurt, or did this, or did that, and that's darkness again, working through you. That's not to say we don't have, or aren't responsible for our deeds. We certainly are. But when you get whooped up into a rage and your ego takes over and you start throwing things or doing things or hitting things or whatever your response is when you're in a rage, that's a good example of darkness at work. They love to push buttons between two parties or others or more and see what they can stir up. So when you catch yourself in those modes, you can realize, wait a minute, there's darkness at play here. This isn't me. I'm not functioning from my heart, because my heart is where all my light and truth comes from. My ego satisfies the ego, but it's nothing to do with my heart or what's true or what's best. So as we progress through light, we start learning these lessons from the dark. What to avoid, what to seek, what causes pain, what causes pleasure, and so forth. We didn't know why some people are bad or do bad things growing up. Who did? I sure didn't. And we discovered this about 7 years ago. And it was time for me to discover it. And working with Lois, we have managed to find all sorts of flavors of darkness. Entities, essences, energies, and multitudes bigger than we've ever imagined numbers could be. We used to think a billion or trillion was a big number, but try adding 600 zeros after the one. 600 zeros. That's a centillion. But wow. First time we ran into that was amazing. We were able to knock out a centillion dark entities. But we were just getting warmed up. Then we had 1,000 of those, a million, a billion, a trillion of them. Finally, a centillion. That number times itself. Wow. Unimaginable numbers. So in the 13,000 years, the dark haven't been idle. They've been manifesting all sorts of nasties and looking for opportunities. Opportunity would be some type of a trauma. You stub your toe. That's a trauma. It might not be enough for dark to enter, but or it might. Or you're just having an argument with somebody and you're kind of out of control for just a few moments during that time, or several minutes. There's a grand opening. Darkness can invade because your natural defenses are shut down when you are losing control of your body. Or a car accident, bam, for those instant that occurred, darkness finds a home right inside of you or on you, or somehow controlling you. You don't know it, you don't see it, but you feel the effects of it later. You know, I've just never been the same after that, whatever that incident was. So it says, well, it's just, you know, part of the accident or whatever occurred. And yes, there is physical damage that's done, and that takes time to heal, but the real damage was you've now been infested with darkness to one degree or another. And once it finds a home, it doesn't leave. So as this process continues, it was important, in fact, about a year and a half ago now, Greater nudged me one morning, I think it was, or evening, whichever, had a job for me. Okay, so I got to my computer and I started taking notes, and what evolved from that were these six processes we call the wellness program. The first one is a major cleanup of all the gunk in you, on you, around you that are messing with you, getting you back in tune with your higher self. A very important first step. Then we mentioned these traumas. Well, there's decillions and decillions of traumas. Now, the average person can only really process one decillion at a time. So it may take several days or several weeks to continue to remove all of them. There's Creator's Awakening Gift. And that establishes a good foundation to receive gifts from Creator going forward. We also have the ego. We talked about the ego. We have the ego program. We have any number from, most people are about at an ego level 2. It's pretty common. But when you get past 2 or 1, you will find, if you look at the BioRenew site under ego, you'll discover there's a chart. It lists some common names that you're familiar with, and as the numbers go higher and higher, the more devious that person becomes. Like, you know, the Hitler's, Bush Sr.'s, who instituted 9/11, among others, but he was the key player in that. And so forth. So the various folks from prior history as well will show up as having a very high ego, like a Hitler or Stalin would have strong egos. But some of the folks we know today, like Hillary, and pretty much any of the political leaders that we're familiar with, have very high egos. But the ego cleanse reduces that to 0. What a gift. That means we're not readily manipulated then by the dark, so that's a wonderful gift. We know here all about COVID. That doesn't really exist. It never did. It was just made up. In fact, anything they call a virus, COVID-19 virus, West Nile virus, Zika virus, and on it goes. They've been conditioning us for decades to accept the concept that a vaccine somehow will save the world from these viruses. Well, if you do a little study, you'll find out viruses do not exist anywhere out in the open. You can't sneeze a virus on somebody. Viruses are friendly. they serve a very positive purpose in your body. Every day, billions of cells die and billions of cells are reborn, or new ones born. Well, the old ones have to be excreted, right, some way or another. So that's the job of a virus. They're like little Pac-Man, munch, munch, munch. And they gobble up these dead cells, and then the white cells gobble them up. And they're excreted through your normal channels. So they never leave your body alive. And without them, you would not last very long whatsoever. So viruses are a good thing. But they've been given a bad rap. Bacteria, on the other hand, you've got two kinds. You've got the good ones and the bad ones. The good ones you'll find in your gut and your intestines. If you didn't have those, you couldn't digest your food. That would be a problem, wouldn't it? Now, in your skin, you've got bacteria in your skin. Good bacteria. That protects you from a lot of different things that could be messing with you. So bacteria is a tricky one. But you've got then bad bacteria that, for example, in World War I, the soldiers were injected with bacterial injections for the point of spreading. They got sick, and then wherever they went, we had the Great Plague. And millions died because we didn't at that time have the remedies for knocking out bacteria. Today we do. We got penicillin as the medical approach, or colloidal silver is better, but there's others that can knock out a bacterial problem rather quickly. So they couldn't use bacteria today with the COVID nonsense, but they prepped us for decades to have us believe that somehow, germs or viruses are the root of all disease. Well, no, that's not true. And back, when was it, in the 50s, with polio, came to very ugly disease, came forward, and losing control of your limbs and body functions is not a pleasant thing. So Jonas Salk set out to find a cure. And tried it on a number of folks and won the minds of certain people and promoted it as something that will prevent polio or cure you or whatever. It was the message of the day. But as the years went on and the results were proving not to be true of what was stated, they did something really devious, influenced, of course, by darkness. They changed the name of polio to MS. They kept the name polio, but the disease was now diagnosed instead as MS, multiple sclerosis. And so the numbers suddenly went down, 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 down for polio to almost nothing, but MS quietly in the background was rising, rising, rising. So it was the same disease. They just played a little switcheroo. And then they could support their claim, look, the vaccine works. And so people got stabbed all over the place or jabbed. And years later, Salk realized, no, his solution did not work. Now, the press kept that as quiet as they could, but in fact, the theory of vaccines is originated from homeopathy. 200 plus years ago, Dr. Hahnemann of Germany discovered that if you took somebody who's sick, take some of their excretions in different parts of their body, little micro amounts, and put it into, let's say, some vodka, like one part of the fluid, and then nine parts of vodka, and then succuss it. Shake it really vigorously against your palm, one against the other. That would be a, what calls a 1x solution. Then you take 1/10 of that, put it into a mint, 9 parts of vodka, and do the game again. Shake, shake, shake. And that's a 2x. Well, by the time you get to 30x, under the greatest microscope, you cannot find any living or any aspects of the physical substance, but what you will find is the energy of the sum of those ingredients that you had installed in the first place into that fluid. Now, if you take a few drops of that and give it to the patient where the excretions originated, yeah. Hahnemann found out something interesting, like cures like. So if you take that remedy from that person and feed it back to them, it stimulates the body to respond and expel or take care of whatever ailment is going on in the body. So that was the beginning of homeopathy. Well, when Rockefeller decided with all his oil money, let's find another way to make a fortune, even if it's at the cost of human life or human health, he decided with his oil, you can take oil and convert it into all sorts of things through chemistry and make products that you could patent. If you find something in nature natural, you can't patent it. Okay? But if you alter it in some way and it's unique, now you can patent it. And then you can, if you find a use for it, make a lot of money, was the idea. So he went to different schools, universities, and said, look, I'm going to set up a whole area in your schools. I'll give you all the money you need. And I want you to teach a protocol of using my synthesized drugs, teaching your particular students, one day becoming doctors, to deploy these, use these for various ailments. Well, universities love to have donations, and a new wing sprouts up, and nice equipment and classrooms, and so the indoctrination begins. Thinking synthetic whatevers will cure or heal a human body. Well, anything that's not natural put into the human body is called a poison. So prescription drugs today can easily have us going crossbones on them because they're poisons. There's a couple exceptions, and I do understand, but by and large, they're intended to be non-natural, so they can patent them, charge a huge price, and sell the public through the doctors. They're their best salesmen. And the drug companies that make them, of course. That these are wonderful things. And look, we cured polio, was the big selling point. No, they didn't. They just changed the numbers around a little bit. Played a switcheroo on us. And yes, things like antibiotics proved to be useful. Those were helpful. But again, there are natural things like colloidal silver that will do a better job without the side effects. So the game began. So we became induced into a world of the magic of prescription drugs. Wow. Some of these are fatal. Some are extremely addictive. All have harmful effects. With, again, a few exceptions, as I mentioned. But that didn't matter. What mattered was, well, let's get this approved, and let's go to, and create, he was the senator at the time, let's go to Congress and create the FDA, who will be the regulators to tell us, you know, this is a safe and effective product. So when a product is being developed for, let's say, arthritis, where does the study begin? Well, it begins in their labs the chemistry labs, first of all, and they come up with a product I think it seems to give some relief for arthritis, but it causes, you know, two or three other problems. But let's go ahead and farm it out to a few test laboratories, and we'll each give them an opportunity to test this with live people. We've already done the rat study and found, maybe only 10% of the rats died. That's not too bad. And the rest had other problems later, but that's good enough. We can charge a whole lot of money for it, and our salesmen out there called the White Coat Doctors will present the product as magic or helpful. So the game begins. So once these studies come back and they find, well, this one says this stuff's horrible. This one says it's, only 5% died. Yeah, that's not too bad. Well, we'll take the best of those, and then we'll present it as we walk into the FDA with a suitcase full of money and say, here's a product we'd like to get approved. And here's a little gift for you. And that's how drugs get approved. FDA looks at the studies that the pharmaceutical companies have brought to them. Oh, it's an independent study. Sure it is. We'll give you the best of the worst and present it, and money talks, doesn't it? So the product goes out. And then 6 months later, we find, this group is getting cancer. This group is having heart problems because they've been on this product. Oh, recall time. So we pull that product off the shelves, and this happens. But most of the times, it stays out there because it only kills and maims a few. But when the COVID came along, they called it a virus. But yet the CDC, the world premier lab on infectious diseases, to this date has still not found or isolated a COVID virus because it doesn't exist. They never will. So how can you possibly have a remedy for something that you haven't even identified what it is? You know, it's not possible. So obviously the remedy had been pre-cooked ahead of time. Didn't matter what the virus did or didn't look like, or even if it existed, somebody had a plan to inject people with the jab, which was indeed, as we learned, disguised as a vaccine, which it wasn't, which wouldn't have worked anyway, but it was a poison to annihilate a genocide, to annihilate up to 80 or 90% of the population. Billions were expected to die instantly, in some cases, others over the next few years, as these poisons they put in these items had a multitude of harmful effects. For years, we've seen vaccines, and they've added mercury to them in different ways, and we've saw a huge rise in autism, haven't we, over the years. Well, that comes directly from mercury. It messes with the child's development, and they might give it a different name, but it all comes down to that same thing. Well, that was just a warm-up. They were just getting warmed up. So they went for the big kill when they introduced the jab. About four or five different big pharma companies each came up with their own flavor. We know the name Fauci and Bill Gates, who, by the way, were roommates at Cornell University some years ago. Gates went on, of course, to Microsoft, and Fauci went on to be whatever title they gave him, but supposedly he had great knowledge and wisdom, they said, or thought. He's dark. He was deeply infested by darkness. So he sold the idea, well, you got to wear a mask and got to get your jab. Where's the science? Where are the animal studies? Well, we haven't got time for that. You're the guinea pigs people. You are. Let's put it in you and see what happens. Well, wait a minute. If you never isolated the virus that doesn't exist, how can you possibly have a solution? So it turned out that was just a phony front to get you to take the jab. If you said, people, I'm going to annihilate most of the planet here, who'd like to be first? You wouldn't get too many takers. But if you scare the pants off of somebody and tell them this thing could kill you, this invisible thing that doesn't exist, and people buy it and the media hypes it again and again and again, and doctors are given and hospitals are given great incentives to jab the people. And if they come in the hospital, let's say, with an alleged victim of COVID, they are paid huge sums of money, thousands and thousands of dollars for each patient, if they claim it has the COVID virus. Then they put them on some drugs that, in fact, kill them rather than help them, and they put them on a ventilator, which also high 90 percentile kills them because it's the wrong remedy for the whatever they have. And why all the boosters? In fact, if you read the label, if you can find one, or the insert that comes with each product, it'll tell you all the, they call them side effects, but they are the direct effects. When you look down the list, you'll see maybe 30 different ailments, diseases, including death, that these could precipitate. Well, that's what they're designed to do. It's not could, they will. We see athletes dropping over dead, you know, on the ball fields. Basketball, soccer, football, whatever. Who got the jab? Or they wound up in a near coma status in some hospital somewhere. If they didn't die, they're perhaps wishing they would have, because it's not pleasant. So then you look at what's in the ingredients, and some of them are listed, some they won't share with you. But even knowing what's in there, you can do some homework on it, and you'll find out these are horrendously, they call them gain of function, and they mess with your DNA and so forth, the RNA. And once you've got it in your body, there's no remedy to get rid of them. There are things you can do that will reduce the symptoms, but they will continue and generationally be passed on to your children. And one of the things is sterilization. There's things in there which would be equivalent to the morning after pill for women, and women who got the injection who were pregnant, in most cases aborted. But that's just the easy stuff. I mean, that's just the warm-up. I'm trying to think of the name of this. These little nanoparticles that are inserted into your bloodstream. It gets into your bloodstream. They say it doesn't, but it does. Gets into the brain. And these little particles can actually sustain and group and become like mini microchips. In fact, that's what they're designed as. And they can be programmed at a future time from a remote signal sent to maybe the cell tower, for example. And anybody who's been jabbed in that area, it activates this frequency in the body, and the body then does something in response to that. something harmful. It might initiate some kind of an ailment. It might kill you or at least debilitate you. Now, if you wanted to take over a country, let's say some foreign country wanted to take down our military, because we have a very powerful military, as well you know. Well, what if we convinced the right people in the military that the jab is a good thing, and you got to get your soldiers jabbed up here so they prevent them from getting this COVID that doesn't exist. And instead, it debilitates the soldiers, and suddenly we've got a country that's pretty much weakened and harmless. In other words, our fighting soldiers can't fight or defend us. So that is a big problem, isn't it? Or you start losing 80 or 90% of your population, well, we'll think of all the services that no longer can be provided, even like, you know, water, keeping the water systems flowing, the pumps and so forth, or your energy sector, right? Getting energy, keeping your lights on. And on it goes, picking up your trash. Who's going to move the products to the supermarket or run the processing plants and so forth? So for those who would survive, it'd still be very chaotic, wouldn't it? I mean, that's how darkness thinks. So at the very onset, when this COVID thing broke, 2.5 years ago or thereabouts, I was chatting with Creator, and I've been doing that now for about, three years now. Directly, prior to that, indirectly, through Saint Germain. And we'll get into that in a moment. But we're having a little chat and sharing all these stories we're hearing about this jab may not be what we thought it was. So Creator, in his wonderful benevolence, came up with a remedy. The vaccine remedy, which was one of the elements of the wellness program for anyone, whether you have taken the COVID jab or not, or any vaccine you've taken in your life, they're all poisons, and they all have harmful effects, so those can be cleansed from your body. But the bigger and the instant thing Creator did was to nullify the effects of all these vaccines. So when they give people a jab, there is no harmful things that are being done to that person. They've been neutralized or made safe, if you will, or not problematic. Or by now we would have billions of people falling over dead if that had not been a gift from Creator. So two things. One, now that we still hear, there's a percentage of folks, and occasionally they'll change the formula, and before we figure out they have and they've added some new ingredient, once we discover it, then Creator will update the cleansing of those as well. But if somebody is indeed afflicted and they got the full dose of this product, there is nothing on the market today that can really reverse that other than Creator's vaccine remedy, which is delivered to the person etherically. They don't have to take anything to do anything. It'll just occur, and they will be cleansed from all the harmful effects of that vaccine, allow your body then to heal, and then you're immune to any of those types of materials. But as we learned, as the game wore on here, we found, you know, symptoms and the responses that are suggested, if you have gotten the jab and you have these reactions, they're very similar to as if somebody had a snake bite, like a rattlesnake or a king cobra. And if you look up symptoms of those and symptoms of people who've had the jab, you're going to find a very strong correlation. In fact, when you look a little deeper, you'll find that there actually is venom in the remedies, the jab. They started off using, I'm sure, real venom from snakes, as mentioned. There's a lot of different species that provide venom, but those are the more potent ones. But they learned how to bioengineer it in great quantities so they can put it into people. And you are going through, in addition to all the other nonsense in there, you're going through the process as if you've just been bitten by a poisonous, lethal snake. Now, since Crater had done that, the mustache twirlers who put this all together to kill people, those deeply infused with darkness, were quite shocked to find, why aren't they people falling over dead? Why are they not dying? And they don't know what gift Creator has provided. So only maybe a percent or half percent or even tiny percent are those who, for whatever reason, got a jab with some ingredients that Creator had not yet identified, and thus we hear about those. That's a very small sliver of what could have happened. So thus they said, well, I guess we got to give them a booster. We're going to give them another dose and another dose and another dose. We'll keep stabbing them until they die. Or at least are incapacitated. So that's the mind of darkness. Not the mind of people, the mind of darkness that infuses itself into others. And this is just one example. Banking industry is controlled by a handful of people who are infused with darkness and have been. Speaking of banking, we have heard of a couple of failures, two or three failures lately. And what's going on? You know, why are these banks? One was a California startup company lender, and a couple others since. But they have something in common. There was a time when banks had some very strict rules. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. You must stay, you know, very conservative. That was a good thing. Then there was a thing called the Frank Dobb Act or law, whatever. They came up with, well, wait a minute here, in 2010, we got to give some more flexibility to the banks to earn bigger profits and take more risks. So this bill was passed. So it gave a lot of room for banks to venture into areas that could be very risky. And particularly as the interest rate dropped in recent years, buying stocks or what have you proved to be a low return, or treasuries, a low return. So people turned to bonds. They were conservative and they had less risk than other in types of investments. So the banks used a lot of their money and started going heavy, some very heavy, into bonds. And they were paying out a little more than other areas. So people were buying them and things would look good. But if you're too heavy in bonds and then the market shifts by interest rates rising, now bonds aren't attractive anymore and another investment is. So people pull their money out of the bonds and into another investment, and the bank is sitting there holding all kinds of bonds and can't peddle them. Have to sell them off below what they paid, resulting in a bank collapse. In other words, they didn't have a plan to... we all have to have prepare for rainy days, right? We have plans. If this happens, I can do that. If that happens, I can do this. So Sun Tzu, these were extremely poorly managed and didn't have a backup. So they failed. And I'm not, I think it's up to three now. So it's not inevitable that all the banks are going to fail. It's just that how wise were their investors within their bank to allow for shifts in the economy in different ways, interest rates and other types of situations. So that act itself is really the cause from 2010 of banks going kind of bonkers here in their seek for greed, I suppose. And now they get stung. And unfortunately, some people who had money in them will perhaps be hurt too. They do have the FDIC, which is technically broke, but the Treasury can just simply print money anytime it wants. So they likely would be taking care of the investors who were investing in the bank. Some of those got hurt as the stock took a nosedive. So, a lot of hearsay about the hows and whys of the banking industry. We know the whole banking industry is a fraud. That was the first discovery we made back in 2003, 2004, which launched the club. Finding bankers don't lend their money at all. They actually lend you your own money through the fake system that they had set up, the cabal had set up, with the initiation of the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and there's no reserves. Good news is in recent times, the Fed has been taken over by the Treasury. They had a 99-year charter, and when that ran out, it was not renewed. And then in more recent years, they have been taken over, as I said, by the Treasury. Another big fraud is the IRS, or the CRA in Canada. The IRS 16th Amendment never did get authorized or signed off by enough states to make it law, so they just said, well, we'll just tell people it did. And we'll just put it on the books. So here's the creation of an illegal organization that was never certified or validated. Same thing was going on with Canada for their equivalent, the CRA. The same scam. So all these monies you've been paying all your life, called income tax, every dollar you spent is a fraud against you. We learned about that, didn't we? Now, if you go to court, you say, well, I'm going to take the truth, and I'm going to court, and I'm going to prove, you know, whatever you're going to prove. But then you find out courts are corrupt, too, and the judges. In fact, they're not even common law courts, which the Constitution dictates they are or should be. But they're not. In fact, they are based on your straw man, not on you as a person, but your straw man, which is a substitute corporation for you. Today they are LLCs. In the past they were other types of entities, but they are not a living being. So the courts do not process a living being when you walk into one. They don't really want you there. That's why they have lawyers to speak on your behalf for the deceased, for the deceased straw man that died shortly after your birth. You had a birth certificate, and shortly after you had a death certificate. And that's the background of how they run the whole system. And your sold, or your paperwork is sold in lots and all over the world. It's an exchange, just like any stock or bond might be. So a whole other, we call it invisible system, was going on behind the scenes. And do you ever wonder where banks got all that money to lend you and your neighbors and your whole subdivision and the whole city or the whole, you know, one bank could do all of that? Well, where could they have gotten that much money to keep loaning out, loaning out, loaning out? Well, then we learned about fractional banking. Well, they can loan out 10 times what they have on deposit. Oh, okay, that seems to make some sense. But still, how do they have 100,000 homes and less than that in deposits? That did make sense, even with leverage, even the big banks going up to 30 times. So we discovered they literally, when you put your dot, your John Henry or Mary Henry on a loan application, you're authorizing them to use you and create the money from your own name and then loan that money to you. Wait a minute, if I just authorized it and it's my money, why am I having to pay it back? Well, they don't tell us that part of it, do they? So we think it's their money that they gave us, so we sweat and labor for 30 years and pay off our mortgage and our car loans and student loans. And they didn't spend one dime of theirs in the process. It's all just a big scam. Kennedy, when he was president, found the Federal Reserve was evil. In other words, run by darkness. And he had fully intended to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the CIA, which is another scam operation. But he didn't live to complete that task, did he? Because it was actually the CIA, along with George Bush Sr. and many others, Johnson, there was a whole handful of them had cooked up a demise for Kennedy on his trip to Dallas, and they said that would be an opportune time to do it. So they staged many shooters. It was probably about a dozen in different places, in different buildings, where each sharpshooters to take him out, not the one lone gunman who didn't do squad. Even had one in the sewer. So as the storm drain, as they would pass, he would take a shot. They were looking for the kill shot, the headshot, to make sure he would not survive. But he was hit, but never the headshot. And if you notice in the film clip I had out there on the site about a year ago, I don't know if it's still out there, but they don't show you that last clip on most of them, but if you see the whole clip, you'll see exactly what happened. The driver of the limo that was driving Kennedy and Jacqueline turned, this was toward the end of the route, to see did they yet have a headshot. Is this guy really going to be dead? He looked back once and he found he was hurting, but not a headshot. So, and this is where usually the clip ends, but so the next scene you see, as it rolls on, he's left-handed, he turns, has a pistol, boom, fires a shot, Kennedy's head goes backwards. How do you explain that if it's a shot from behind? So obviously it was a shot from the front. And that was the kill shot they were waiting for. That's why Jacqueline, what did she do? Instead of getting down on the ground, she started climbing over the back of the open convertible, trying to get away, thinking she'd be the next one shot. So, Kennedy's gone, and things can go back to their normal evil ways. By the way, how did the CIA ever get started? Well, George Bush Sr. Remember that story? He's actually a Nazi. Young boy comes over. Hitler sends him over here to the U.S. to infiltrate and get close to Tesla and hang out in his lab and steal secrets, give them to the handler, and send it back to Hitler. That's how he had made some of his advancements. And Tesla was adamant, very strongly against Hitler and what he was doing, of course. So that was the beginning of George Bush. He was actually George Scherf. Then the Bush family pulled him into their family lineage, and they gave him a fake certificate. And at the end of World War II, when Hitler was ended and such, Operation Paperclip brought the scientists, who were quite advanced, a lot of them from Tesla's info and on their own, came into South America, and that was the beginning of the CIA. George Bush Sr. headed that up. It began. And really, it was just like the Gestapo from Germany. They just simply replicated, moved what they were doing in Germany to the U.S. Ask yourself, have you ever heard of a time when the CIA did something beneficial for our country? In my whole life, I've never heard one thing they've ever done that's been helpful or beneficial. Maybe they spun the truth some way to make it appear so, but they're there as a controlling mechanism just like the FBI is under Hoover. It was there to be able to spy on anybody, have the goods on anybody, so they could control them when needed. So we kept discovering things, didn't we, as we moved along the years in every area. The whole world has been infused by darkness, especially the key players. And if, well, let's arrest this one or take him out or whatever, throw him in prison, okay, the dark simply will invade the replacement. That's why it's been such a challenge to bring forth the funding for the ARs, GSAs over the years, because darkness was always getting in the way at multiple levels. The legal system was corrupt, attorneys were corrupt, and on it goes. Banks, of course, were corrupt. So who's going to process a claim even though it's a legitimate claim? And the claim was against the Federal Reserve and all the money they've stolen from us. But what's happened more recently is, of course, these folks, after Crater eliminated 1% of the darkest on the planet, that would include all these vile acting individuals consumed by darkness, you know, the Hillarys, the Pelosis, and the vast majority of Congress, Newsom, Whitmer, Trudeau, and Rockefellers, and Rothschilds, all these kinds of figures, they all got swept up and vanished. Okay, well, actually, they dropped their bodies, but they are no longer in the living form. And the Queen of England was taken out at that time as well, and many of their organization, all over the world. So it's roughly 70 million beings, most we never heard of, but many were quite visible. So, how do you explain that if you are in the political realm? How do you explain suddenly your leaders, and that included Biden, by the way, and Kamala, who were dark, all of these are gone. There is no Biden in our White House. There's nobody there other than security. So we learned a whole lot of things over the time. So we have this pretense of having a Biden administration, but those are simply computer-generated graphics, advanced, very sophisticated. and they can mimic the voice of Biden. In fact, when you do hear the clips these days, his voice is quite strong. But during the 2020 election, prior to that, his voice was very broken and weak, and he couldn't remember, he couldn't even complete a sentence. You'd get lost. You know, the thing. So now he's suddenly fluidly speaking? Well, anyway, so he doesn't exist. It's not a body double, it's just he doesn't exist. Nor does Kamala or Hillary or Pelosi or any of those in that group, and vast majority of senators and congressmen were arrested shortly after the inauguration. Remember the fences around the White House in that area? It wasn't to keep people out, it was to keep people in. As they were being rounded up and tried. And even the Supreme Court, they were pulled in. And John Roberts, he was dark. He was one that was arrested and by all of them. And it was done by the military. And we learned, well, why military? Why would you do that? Because since the Civil War, when Lincoln established martial law with the Civil War, which is a proper thing to do, he was killed, and no one ever undid martial law. So it continues today. So we have had a military-run operation all our whole lives, unknowingly, but just kind of kept in the background as we put our political leaders up front. But we have, and still are, in martial law. So they are the controlling mechanism, and they have tribunals, three judges, and here's the evidence. What do you say? You know, where's your evidence? And these folks were tried, imprisoned, and later extinguished by Creator, along with, you know, many all over the world who were not part of that clan. But so we have a vacant White House, and the press is totally buffaloed. And we learned about how corrupt they are. Did you realize that there was a time when it was illegal to lie as a news network to perpetuate propaganda or lies? But when Obama was president, he sneaked it into, I believe it was the defense bill, saying it's okay. You can use propaganda on the American people. Boy, have they. Take a bow, CNN and MSNBC and all the rest of them who are and have been perpetuating nonsense. If you tell a lie long enough and strong enough, people will believe it to be true. That's how Hitler gained his power. He was amazed. The people are buying this stuff. I'm spewing out the super race and all, you know, all this nonsense. Well, here we're doing it to our own people. And we're soaking it up. Many are. But the reason we are so vulnerable and easily manipulated is because the darkness has infused into humanity, everyone to some degree. Particularly the ones we call liberals are a little hard to understand. When you share truth with them, they kind of go bonkers. They even get irrational and violent sometimes. If you share the truth of what really is the correct information about some particular issue, and they're on the other side of the fence, they might even attack you, or they'll run away from you, or what have you. And that's because they don't have a rational mind. In other words, the dark have messed with their brains. and they cannot access the left part of their brain, the logical part, to balance with the emotional part. So all you get is the emotions, and does not compute, and they go bonkers. You know, they can't be reasonable, but they can't reason out of a situation or find truth. And it's kind of sad. You know, they're easy to point a finger at and say this and that about them, but, you know, they're simply hurting people by the darkness. And so that's why we have been so diligent in 7 years of removing heavy, heavy loads of darkness right up to this past week, as we mentioned, and even as today progresses. We've got huge amounts of darkness being processed, eliminated, and a lot of us are feeling the effects of that, because as this happens, it benefits everyone. And certain things in your body are being purged, and then it takes time for it to heal or assimilate. So we might feel more fatigue, we might feel a little wackadoodle, what have you. And those of us who have made it to the elite status, elite members, and that's just a few, by the way, but a very important few, the most enlightened of our membership, and they've done their cleanse all the way through. We've mentioned many of them. And when that's complete, thereafter, we take care of them. Because it doesn't mean new entities might be attacking them, and they need a continual cleanup from time to time. So these are the most awake, enlightened, I guess we could call it, of our members, having committed to that process. So, let me see how Trayer is doing. Okay, we're about 90% complete with what Creator has been initiating here with you. So we are a rare group of individuals. The fact that you're on this call or on our Monday or Tuesday calls says a great deal about you. You could do a lot of things with this time. You know, just kick back, watch some TV, or play a game, or, you know, take out the trash, whatever, but you chose to be here, or you're listening on a recording. And that says a lot about you. It says something in you says, I need to find the truth. And some of us don't have that, but a rare number do. And you have migrated to the top of the information pyramid, we'll call it, always seeking more and more truth. And it is the truth that will set you free. So what started off as a club, chasing the money, so to speak, and trying to get recuperated from what has been stolen from us, to our various bank loans, and we ran into a meat grinder, literally. You know, anyone who comes and tries to steal or take from the Golden Goose, the cabal's money system, you either wind up out of business, in prison, or dead. And they did, tried all three with us. Stole money from us, threw me in prison for a short time, and tried to kill me twice. So, I've had some help from Creator to still be here and finish the job we came to do. So the real mission of the club is to clean up darkness. Then, all the obstacles are out of the way. Then, yes, prosperity will reign. Health will reign. All sorts of positive things, and we will eventually be uplifted into a new world already waiting for us, where there is no darkness. And that's commitment of Creator, never again will there be darkness. This was a one-time experiment. We learned what darkness is all about. and we got more than our belly full. And it's been very difficult. They've had a 13,000-year head start to put all kinds of tricks and things in our way, and booby traps, and it's unbelievable what they have done. And still, we're still unraveling some things. But we've been fortunate and blessed with the tools, Lois and myself, to find these, take them for resolution to Creator. As I say, in some huge numbers, but dealing with an individual or dealing with a centillion nasties is about the same amount of effort. The trick is to identify what needs to be done. Once we do that, then we can find the appropriate remedy and set it in motion, just like we do as an individual, or we do it for the entire planet, or for all that is, or for everything. So we will see the end of darkness in the not-too-distant future. Not everybody will make the transition to the new earth. Obviously, the dark ones, they're gone. The neutrals are gone. They've been pushed into the low level of in the light. Then we have of the light. But even them, even that group, will be narrowed down to those who have engaged with their heart. Remember, this is a school. Your whole life has been a school of learning. Learn, 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 learn. Now some of us try to avoid the learning and run away from our problems, deny them, and so forth. Well, but you folks said, no, I want to heal. I want the truth, and the methods that the truth will provide. Yet that final step is to engage with one's heart. And there's no mechanical way to do it. I can't do it for you. We can restore your original mission that's been altered. We can redefine or relink your timelines from your birth till now. A lot of wonderful things we can do. We can ground you, put you in a heart space, so you're receptive and accepting Creator's light and healing. We can balance you. We can align you. But finding and engaging with your heart is something you must do. Some of us were born with a spiritual heart. If your mother and father, during the consummation of your beginning, did so with a true act of love for one another, you were born with a spiritual heart. Maybe that's 15% of the population. The rest do not have a spiritual heart, so Creator provided an etheric heart for you to engage with. So whether you're engaging with a spiritual or etheric heart, it's still an act you must do. And there's no cookbook. There's no recipe as to how to do that. I've looked, I've tried, I've explored, and if I do discover someday, I will certainly share, but it appears that even though you've gone through the school, all the various grades, just like you would in the school system on the planet, this is a different kind of school that we're learning lessons or not learning lessons, and just like every school, if you don't learn your lessons, you flunk out or you drop out. There comes a graduation time, doesn't it? And whoever is left, then the final exam will be, are you engaging with your heart? Remember, the heart always speaks truth. The brain, the ego, they don't really care. They just want to win. be in control. So when you're driven and engaging with your heart and guided by your heart, that's a big plus. And that's your ticket, along with being inner of the light, of course, to move on to our next adventure, whenever that creator finds it's appropriate. We're still cleaning up, mopping up darkness. So it's a good time, perhaps, in your life to review your life. What's it been all about? You might look at your life and say what you've done and kind of reflect, and I have this job, or this job, I did that, I did one here, and what have you, and find the trail. Where's the trail leading you? In other words, what's been your mission? We're all born to come into this game. You had to declare a mission, a positive one. I came here to learn X, Y, and Z, or have these experiences with darkness and light together and grow from that experience. That would be somewhat of a typical mission. Now, the dark can even mess with those, as we have found recently, but we can correct that and return you to your original mission. I just discovered today, Lois did actually, that I was having a sleep problem, and I've had those long for years, but that's because the darkness is messing with me. But one interesting way they did it was through my mission. They actually altered my mission, or hid it, actually, in the mission to disturb my rest, to keep me from doing my job. So we got that cleared out today. So these guys are sneaky, they're clever, and they can hide things, they can disguise things so you can't find them. So we have to find ways to get past those, and we do. So we've done in 7 years what they put in place for 13,000 years. That's like David with 1,000 Goliaths. And behind those Goliaths are 1,000,000 warriors. You get the idea. So we're taking on some big stuff, and we're very pleased to do it. And I've been given gifts, and Lois has been given gifts, and you know Debbie has her gifts, and we all do. And maybe your gift is the openness to seek truth. That's a rare thing on this planet, to be a truth seeker. So I commend each of you for that. So what has your life trail, what's the theme? What are you finding? What has been your mission? You went down this road, no, that's not it. You went down that, that's not it. Something kept pulling you forward toward a certain direction. And that is your mission. We didn't know we had one. I sure didn't. We just kind of plodded along and, well, I don't like that, I like this, or whatever motivated us. Sometimes we had traumas, and how do you deal with them? Okay, how you deal with a trauma tells a lot about you and how much you're in control versus how much darkness is in control. If you go immediately into fear mode, there's darkness at work. If you can be more objective and stay in your heart and find, okay, what's my best solution here? How do I resolve this? It's working with your head and your heart together. One of the biggest tools of the dark is fear. Well, they use that, haven't used that your whole life, hasn't they? Whether it was your mom or dad threatening you, don't do this or else. Or a teacher, do this, or, you know, you flunk, or whatever, a boss who may have manipulated you. And it goes on. All the big hoaxes, and please be careful with this one when you think about it, is religion. Think about, here's the earth, and around it is the controlling mechanism, layers and layers and layers and layers around earth to protect the darkness, not you, to protect you or keep you from Creator's direct connection. In every other paradigm, you had a direct 24/7 connection to Creator. You could chant anything you wanted, anytime you wanted. The dark knew this and said, well, we're going to have to keep Creator out of the plan or we'll never be able to win. So they put tons and tons of layers of blockages around the earth such that no one, up until I was able to, had ever punched a hole through the darkness and had a direct link to Creator. I'm very honored that that happened. It didn't come easy, let me tell you. It took my whole lifetime to get to that point, but that's how you're able to have this conversation or this commune with Creator right now, as we do with our elite calls, and Creator's present in all our calls, coming through that channel that has been created. And the day will come when all those layers, how the last of them are gone, and those who will be migrating with Creator will have and return back to that one-to-one connection as well. So the club has had a very narrow mission to begin, to seek financial rectification for the crimes that have been put upon us, to now looking at life and every challenge of life, whatever it is, every aspect of our life, and see the corruption in it and find out what needs to be done to clean that up. And when we remove the darkness, we're all nice people now. And things will just start to flow very naturally because we'll all be in our heart space. And there will be rewards for those who have gone through the elite program. Those who haven't will miss that opportunity. But that's free will. That's your choice. But we say it's free will, but if you're consumed by darkness, is it really free will? Are you allowed to have your free will? Darkness is manipulating you, and sometimes we see it in, I say, in liberals as a classic example. In the political world, they get pretty feisty, don't they, when they're presented with an obvious truth, obvious to you and I, but not to them. And it's the ego goes bonkers. You can't deal with it. They'll double down and try to regain back control, but light will eventually dissolve all the darkness. When you have presented truth, excuse me, when you present a truth to a family member, a friend, coworker, whatever, but just one piece of the many dozens of things that we have addressed on this call, you know, even religions is one of them. And this, you know, that when I grew up, don't you ever talk about religion or politics in mixed company. You know, that was kind of the norm. Well, hey, we go for it. We talk about anything and everything because let's find the truth in it. In religions, remember all these layers around Earth? So we had different leaders come over time. Jesus, of course, you know, we had Buddha, we had Muhammad, and Moses, and a number of hosts of folks, philosophers from the Greek days and so forth, that all had answers trying to explain what's going on. But even Jesus was not aware of darkness, or any of the leaders back then, or any right up to now. They were not aware of what's causing people to do harm or bad things, but what they did, they said, well, here, but make better choices. Live your life from love, for example, and seek truth. Okay? Now, Buddha would have did it in his way, and Jesus in his way, and Muhammad and so forth, and Moses, but ultimately, they all saying, here's how to function within duality and try to stay out of the dark. You know, here's the light to follow. So, because it wasn't time to end darkness back then. It is now. And it's kind of odd how we've created all these different religions, all trying to be the way or the light, but even the mention of the word God is not accurate. Whether it's Allah or God or whatever name is being used for the supreme being or the creator of all is not the real creator. The real creator is with us on this call, has been blocked. So best we could do is to invent a God. Yeah, we all invented a God who we think the God should be this. Now, some religions say, oh, it's an angry, vengeful God. They look at all the horror on the world. It must be. We must be evil, or we're born into sin, and on and on comes. Now, they say, well, no, he's a loving God, or she is, or God is. A lot of different things to different people. Even within one church, if you interviewed 100 people and have them define, well, what is God to you, you'd get 100 different responses. But all of these combined, all these various religions combined, are pointing toward one or several different flavors of God, but that's an imaginary God. These are actually called morphic fields. When enough people believe something, doesn't have to be true, just if they believe it to be true, and they put their focus on that every Sunday or whenever it is, that morphic field has some energy. I'm not saying it's not the real deal, but it's not a bad thing either. I mean, it does have some energy. It does gives people a feeling that there is something out there greater than them. They may have defined it correctly, but it's hope, right? It's how do I explain the unexplainable? So every religion tried to come up with their version. But none have found the true creator. And unfortunately, whenever there's a group of people gathering and they are focused, they're easily manipulated, or let's say the darkness will infuse its way into that and make, let's say, fear a part of the religion. You know, you do what God says or you'll be punished. You'll be damnation in hell or whatever. Or you're born a sinner. But the same religion says Jesus died for your sins. So if you died for my sins and I'm born a sinner, then this does not compute. And no, he did not die for our sins. And no, we're not sinners. We've been invaded by nasty things that have manipulated us, and the source of all disease are these nasties messing with our organs, glands, joint systems. That's where all disease comes from. So, for the benefit of religions, many are very wonderful, noble, heart-centered people. They're looking for answers. They're not finding it other places. They think, here's my sanctuary. I can commune with God, and they can, but it's a morphic field. It's not the real creator. That time is yet to come. So they're doing the best they can right now. The various preachers of the world or leaders of sorts of spiritual teaching are all trying their best to do the best they can within the limitations of their understanding. And just as you have, you've jumped from this to that, read this book, went to this seminar, went to this church, went to, you know, whatever. And we're all seeking, what's the answer? What the heck is going on here? Why is this life so dang hard? And then you die. What's the point, you know? Even if you accumulated huge amounts of wealth, then you're gone. I suppose that's better than being in the poorhouse. Or maybe not, because sometimes money becomes your God, or the love of money, and that can be very corruptive, because darkness will invade these people too, as we've seen it. Folks who have huge amounts of wealth have used it adversely. There are some who are doing noble things, our President Trump. And he is our current president, by the way. He is our sovereign president, the first sovereign president since Lincoln. We had the corporate version. Everything went corporatized from our sovereign society to corporations, and now that's going to be undone and returned back in time, and Nisara Gisara is all part of that. So we're all seeking answers to life's mysteries, and I'm one too. I do this all day long, for years, my whole life, like you have. Fortunately, I stumbled across, well, wouldn't even say stumble, I demanded truth. And it showed up. The biggest breakthroughs I've made in my life, finding truth, were following a huge trauma. Where I've been bludgeoned some way or another, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. And from that, when you push through it, you take a step up. And again, another step up, and finally, I say I was blessed by being able to have a channel with Creator, and that's my job. That's why I'm here. I didn't know that, you know, in my early years or even in recent years. But it's become evident that this is my mission, just as you are finding what yours is. Your mission is. Look at what you've done. Look what you will not tolerate and what you will push forward against the grain. And do, and have done. That's how you define your mission, what you are here for. So we've been on this journey together, for some of us, for many years. Far longer than I would have imagined. And as the dark is ended and light dominates, great rewards will be provided by Creator for those who have graduated, who stuck it out and did their homework, did their studies, found their hearts, and function from truth and from their hearts. They will be the ones who will move on. There's many huge numbers beyond our club who never heard of us, but they too can find their way in their own world. If they, you know, get in touch with their heart and their intuition, they'll know, maybe not at the detail you do, but they will know that there is something better lying ahead, and they're being prepared for it. So let's take a moment here and just reflect on your life. You know, what have all the various steps, even the ones that were failures or took you out of the game for a while, whatever, each had a role. When you got kicked hard, when you recovered to survive or whatever your motive was, you had to do something. You took a step forward, a step higher. So all those hurts and wounds along the way were actually wonderful, valuable lessons you came here to learn. And this group in particular has learned a great deal about yourself over the years. So every trauma, we say, damn, that was a tough one, right? Or maybe we're still reeling from it. But if we are blaming it, or blaming someone, or avoiding it, because I don't even want to think about that, if you're in that mode, then you're still hurting. You haven't learned the lesson yet. You haven't released the pain from it. And I'm not saying forgive all these people, because you can't forgive somebody until you first release the pain. You just come to peace with that. In other words, let the darkness out of you. That's holding that in. That's what darkness does. It keeps you a prisoner within yourself by hanging on to all of this garbage. That's what QE was for, and all these other processes now with Creator are for, is to get rid of that, and then you can come to a peaceful place, and if you find it appropriate to forgive, fine. Maybe you don't need to, because you realize that person was simply consumed by dark. It wasn't they who did the action, it was the darkness manipulating them. So we start to see the world a whole lot different, don't we, when we come into truth. So as you reflect on your life and the various things that happened, they all had an embedded lesson, a positive thing greater than the harm and hurt, that was there to teach you something, to move you forward and upward. It's like I've often said, if you go to the movie theater, pay your ticket, then turn around and get in your car and go home, that would be having a life, in other words, you paid the price, but you haven't gotten the joy, the benefit of it, to watch the movie. In this case, you paid the price, you took the licks from that event, you got hurt, got beat up, and we walked away, but did we take with us the good part, the lesson that was in there for us? So we've got a whole arsenal of beautiful, valuable lessons some of us haven't even tapped into yet. This might be a good time to reflect on those and find out, what was the virtue? What was the positive side of that? How did it move me back on the trail that I needed to be on? Life's a tough school. Most will not graduate. But simply finding your heart engaging with it is so, so important. I've checked a lot of folks in the news, or, you know, people, public figures, and well, even like Elon Musk has made a lot of news of late and doing some really interesting things, some very productive things. He's of the light, but not in his heart. Donald Trump, what do you think? Definitely of the light, as is Melania. Is he in his heart? What do you think? The answer is yes, he is. As is his wife, Melania. How about Pelosi? Okay, that's an easy one. Of course not. Hillary, of course not. Bill Clinton, of course not. Newsom, not in California, no. Trudeau in Canada, no. The Queen, no. And on it goes. Most of the rulers, no. Xi of China, yes. Now understand, China is really two countries. You got the communist part of it, and then you got the Xi part of it. He's the good guy. And right now, there's a war being fought, actually, for several years now, cleaning up China with U.S. forces and a few allies occasionally. Cleaning up, it's like a subversive group in there who have military control and power. Nobody realizes there's even a war going on there. We hear about Ukraine, but it's been done quietly, intentionally, to mop up China and make it a republic, but not a communist republic. I guess those wouldn't be compatible anyway. And, Russia, Putin, guess what? He's in his heart. He's a good guy. What is he doing? He's rescuing people who want get out of Ukraine because the horrible things the leaders there were doing to them, the hardships they have had to go through, and some of them have already voted and have agreed to go back to Russia. The press is skewing it all backwards and saying Putin's a horrible invader, trying to start World War III. No, not at all. He is liberating the folks who want to be liberated. In the video we see of him with Biden, I forget the name of the fellow, the dark one over in Ukraine, but that's all computer graphics. Obviously, Biden has been long gone. But the media are still controlled. Even though the dark ones have been extracted, the procedures are still there. It takes a while to break those old habits. So we can look at any of our leaders, Jim Jordan, really a good guy. He's in his heart. Ron Paul, in his heart. Oddly, Rand is not. And we got folks like our governor of Florida, DeSantis, is of the light, but also not in his heart. He hasn't engaged with his heart, not yet anyway. So we are seeing a lot of people who can do some really good things, but the ones that really stand out are those who have engaged with their hearts, and it's hard to find them. fact, when you think back of the various friends you've had in your life that come and they go, and these family members that you're close to and then maybe not so much, the ones that seem to stick with you, though, the longest, or still are with you, are the ones who very likely touched your heart. In other words, you sense their heart, and they sense yours, and that's a very nice attraction. During my early dating years, I've mentioned this before, I found a number of girls at the time that I dated, and it would, the relationship would just get so far, and then it just didn't seem to connect anymore. And the night I met my current wife of 48 years, we've been married, that evening, we were with a foursome here, and we just happened to meet at a place, and I said to myself, she's the marrying kind. She's the marrying kind. What I was really saying was she's heart-centered. And I could sense the energy. We often hear about this chemistry, you know, between people. And there's sexual energy, of course, but there's also a love energy or a heart energy, maybe. And that's what I connected to. I didn't quite understand what it was. And it was 6 years later we married, but it took a while. But nonetheless, perhaps you had that same sensation with your spouse, if that's your story, or maybe that wasn't a good marriage. You know, maybe it ended, but if it isn't, it ended because you didn't have the heart-heart connection. And we see that. I see friends who we've really connect with and really get along with very well. We have a similar heart vibration as perhaps the connection there. Or maybe we haven't found a heart, and maybe you're one of those, and you're saying life's been just so a bumpy road the whole while. I haven't really ever had that solid connection with another. Find your heart. And when you do, you will find others that have as well. They will sense your energy, you'll sense theirs, just like a radar. Up to about 99% complete here, so we'll be wrapping up here real soon. So, what have you discovered about yourself tonight that perhaps you hadn't thought of before, or maybe in a new way? All the job changes you've had, or the good bosses, the bad bosses, the positive and successful things you've done, and then the oopses. We learn from both. We can learn from both. Sometimes we learn the most from our hurts, our disappointments. If we allow ourselves to learn from it. If you're still blaming it, angry at it, do the processes, the 6 steps. If you've done them and still have an issue, then once you've done that, use contact us at BioRenew, and we'll check you out and give you a tune-up. sometimes we look back at things and say, wow, what if I made a different choice? Wonder what my life would have been. I'm sure all of us have had those thoughts from time to time. I certainly have. If I took this job instead of that job. The truth being, your mission would have brought you to the same conclusion. You'd have taken a little different path getting there, but you would have wound up at the same point you are at now with your understanding. You just would have learned it in a different way. So your mission keeps you pushing you back onto the track that you had designed for yourself before coming here. So it doesn't matter if you took a left or a right turn at this decision point or what have you. And some of them were dead-end streets. Some of them were wonderful. Some were not. It doesn't really matter. You'll have challenges no matter what path you've taken. You'd have successes no matter what path you've taken. But they all will lead you to where you're going right now. I'm going to do a little grounding, a little energy work for just about a minute here, so I'm going to be in quiet mode for just a bit here as we near the end of our call, so we can have everybody tuned up in case there has been some alterations done here. That was good timing. Creator has now completed. And let's check in with our guests here. Well, first of all, let's give a deep and sincere gratitude and appreciation for Creator and the gifts that you have received here tonight. And do the same for Mother Earth. Be grateful and be blessed for all that she has given us on this journey. All right, let's check in now with our guest here, and that would be Star 6 and the 1 key, if you have a question, a comment. And star 2 for the international folks. Let's see how Lois has done here tonight.
I am very relaxed. Could very easily just curl up in a blanket and go to sleep.
That sounds like a good place to be. All right, let's check in with our guests here tonight. First up, first name, please.
Beverly.
Hi, Beverly. How was your session tonight?
I felt like it was personally for me. I actually... after our session last night, I wrote to you and BioRenew, and I want to thank you so much for your work and creators and the gifts and my little remedy. Although I must admit I was a little shocked when I saw the email, just how much I had going on there. And I actually came into the call thinking I was going to ask all these questions, and, well, you just answered them all tonight, and I just felt a huge shift. And I think I got my answer.
Well, very good. Excellent. So time well spent.
I just want to express my gratitude to you and Creator.
Well, absolutely. We appreciate you being here tonight and being a part of our group. May you be blessed.
And may you be blessed.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else have something to share, a question they may have? And we have Daryl with us. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to say once again thank you to you and Lois for the wonderful work you've done this evening. And to Creator and Mother Earth, thank you. I really appreciate it. It was a good feeling tonight. I do admit, I don't know why I'm having pain in my solar plexus, but I'm feeling much better. I feel that I've learned some more lessons. I'm thankful that I survived. I really shouldn't have survived all the stuff I've been through in my life, but I did. And I'm going forward. And I just want to say thank you and curious if everything worked out.
Well, you're, let me check something here. Yeah, you're grounded and receptors are open, so you're in accepting and receiving mode. So all's well.
Well, thank you very much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and may you be blessed.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have a comment, a question, maybe a clarification on something? Well, I think everybody's kind of ready to curl up and go to sleep. So we'll wrap it up here and get back here for a moment to... Oops, I almost clicked the person off. We have Bonnie just joined us, and oops, there's a couple of calls. Okay, we have Audrey with us. Hi, Audrey.
Hi, Tom. Wonderful call tonight. I really, really appreciated it. And I want to thank you and Lois and Creator and Mother Earth. And just wonder if I was grounded in everything to receive what Creator was giving me tonight.
Yeah, you're in a receptive mode, and all systems are thumbs up. So you did well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And may you all be blessed.
And you too. May you be blessed.
Thank you.
Now we have Bonnie with us. Hi, Bonnie.
Aloha. Again, distraction to the max. So I'm just wondering if I got,
if you take it off speakerphone, that would be much
okay,
clearer.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to multitask. So I'm just having trouble with distraction. So I was just checking to see if everything went okay and I received everything.
Well, you're grounded in your heart space. You're accepting, receiving, yes. So that's cool. And we did a couple of other things for everyone, and those will help you as well, in addition to Creator's blessings. So, yeah, you did well.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night, and may you be blessed.
And may you be blessed.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, well, now we're going to try again. Wrap it up here, unless we have a quick hand go up. No? All right. Let's wrap it up here then. Let's get to lecture. And back to Lois for final thoughts.
Make sure to stay hydrated yet tonight if you're able, definitely the next few days. It will just help as you are processing everything that you received.
Indeed, there are massive amounts of energy shifting right now for the better, and you might need a little extra rest, or a lot of extra rest. Whatever your body tells you, just listen to it and comply. It's a very smart thing to do. So thank you, all of you, for your presence here tonight, and thank you, Lois, and thank you, Mother Earth, and most importantly, thank you, Creator, for your blessings you've bestowed on so many here tonight. And with that, we wish you all the best, and may you all be blessed. Good night.